Right now, Eric is going around, and Eric is handing out to you what the build discussion groups will be. We'll talk about that in a moment, but you can put that in your notebook someplace, your build discussion groups. All right. Now we'll just do a little bit of housekeeping. First off, I should have said it with the ladies in here, but if you see tomorrow at church, if you know who Allie Casillas is, and if you know who Heather Turner is, those two ladies helped get all of your notebooks ready and printed. And then there was this army of ladies that came in on Wednesday or Thursday, and they put them all together. And so in here, there was like 80 of us or almost something like that. And so that's just a huge load. If you know Allie or know who Heather is, when you see them, just say thank you. Encourage them. It can be a stressful thing to try to get everything done. So, I just want to draw attention to them and for you to be able to give thanks to God for them. With a group our size, it's going to be important. I mean, if you look right now, this is what it'll be like on every Saturday when we're together. And we won't have five rows of chairs or tables. We'll probably have like three, and we'll kind of fill in a little tighter. But this is what it's going to be like every Saturday when we come. And you may look around right now and be like, there's so many people here, I don't even know. What I want to encourage you to do, especially you guys who have been a part of Grace Bible Church, this is your home. You should come every Saturday with a goal to meet like three or four more people that you've never met before. And if you're new, just introduce yourself to people and get to know them and just step right into a conversation, invade a conversation and become a part of it, and don't worry about it. But this is with this many guys, we need to just continually introduce ourselves to each other and reintroduce ourselves to each other, especially if you're somebody who has a hard time remembering a name. So you can also put your name tag on as well. So again, every time we meet together, it's going to be just the men. At the beginning of the year, we put the men and the women together to cover the vision and the purpose of the church. I think the last one of the year will be together as well. You've got a schedule that's inside your book. Actually, I don't know if we are this year. I think I changed it. That may be the only time we're together with the gals. Let me talk about your Bible reading plan just a little bit more. If you want any help in picking one, you'll see in your notebook you've got a ton of, or I shouldn't say a ton, but you've got several different reading plans you can choose from if you want. If you want to have a conversation with me or with Eric, or in fact, let's just do this. Your small group discussion leaders, Denny, can you just put your hand up? This is Denny Pagel. Jeff Hantla, you put your hand up, Jeff. This year, Scott Demarest over here, one of our elders. Looking, don't want to miss anybody. George Siegel, right there, was one of our discussion group leaders this year. Dave Bauer is a discussion group leader. Who else? And we got Eric someplace. Where's Eric? Way in the back over there. Eric, did I miss anybody else? Eric is an elder. Any one of us would love to have a conversation with you about what you think would be the best. How many of you, can you just be honest? No, look, this is a judgment-free zone right now. It's like Planet Fitness, they say, or something. I don't know. Yeah. You haven't heard that? The Bible's not, the church is really not a judgment-free zone. We are supposed to judge one another. You know that, right? The United States' favorite verse is, thou shalt not judge. But we are supposed to judge one. Anyway, I'm getting off track. How many of you have not read through the Bible not read through the whole Bible yet? Just put your hand up. That's A-okay. If your goal should be become to, okay, I'm going to get on some kind of a track that will help me get there. We have a read through the Bible in a year schedule in there. I think is there a 2-year one in there? I forget. If there's not, I can get one for you. The point is not so much that you get it done in a certain period of time. The point is that you do it. God revealed himself on every page. There's something about him on every page. If you read your only five favorite books of the Bible that you read over and over, you're getting what God revealed of himself there. Praise God. And you're missing so much more. And so if the goal is to interact with the Word of God in such a way that you grow in your love and your understanding of the God of the Word, then that needs to be, you need to explore every page. And so I want to encourage you as men to aim for that. If you want some help again and just kind of like pacing yourself, you know, getting warmed up to that, we can help you come up with a plan that you'll be successful on. And when you get in your discussion groups, we'll talk about that in a moment. Look, your main job, I think, together is to encourage each other to not give up, to not quit. When I went and did my worked on my doctorate for expository preaching, they purposefully assigned us. We had to look into this group of seven guys or eight guys, and you had to pick somebody to be your partner. And we're like, okay, what do we, like projects we do together? And Rick Collins like, no, you're going to make sure that the other guy doesn't quit. Are you serious? And he was totally serious, because there are days, I mean, you're calling each other and you're like, I want to quit. I can't do this anymore. This is too heavy. It's too much. And this isn't like that level, I don't think, I hope. But if you can, if you feel discouraged, guys, you need to really help each other and encourage each other and encourage each other not to give up. Even if you got together and you read your Bibles together, you know, and once or a week or twice a week or whatever, and you just cared for each other in that sense, to just to say, hey, I'm in it with you. We've got to do this. Let's stay focused. Let's do it together. That would be a great thing to do. So if you want help with your Bible reading, we'd love to help you with that. Okay, everybody's a little different. Some guys here love the reading of the Bible, that you get to read the whole. The idea of reading the Bible in a year, or maybe even twice in a year, is like, dude, I could do that. You know, how long do you sit and read other books? Or read, you know, you can sit for half hour, 45 minutes and read. Do you know how much you can get done if you read for 30 minutes a day? That's huge. I mean, you'd read through the Bible multiple times. some of you guys are that way. Other guys are like, I hate reading. It's hard. Well, you know what? God made you a Christian, and part of his work that he wants to do in you is make you love words, because that's how he reveals himself. And so he'll help you overcome that, and we can help you overcome that together. So we're in it together. That'll be probably the thing that you'll get most potentially discouraged by, is that you're not keeping up on your Bible reading plan. Anybody here feel that in the years past? Everybody who's done it before knows that, okay? All right, on your handout, there's a blue-colored sheet. Do you see that one? That's called your homework. It'll say that, I think, at the top or someplace. It'll when you walk in every Saturday, on the back table over there, there will be paper clipped together like you got today. You want to make sure that when you come in, that you sign in, and that you grab one of those paper clipped groups of paper. There will always be a white piece of paper that'll be like your notes that you'll take notes on, and then there will be a colored sheet that'll be blue or green or whatever color you use. And that will be your homework, just to distinguish it, that the colored paper is always your homework. It's usually a front and a back, two-sided, something to do. This is the one that we like to start the year off, where you're kind of thinking through what the Word of God says about itself. It's a good review, a good reminder for you if you've even done it before. But you'll have homework to do every time, and primarily what your homework is for us, your homework is an opportunity for us to see that you're getting discipline one. You can tell us you're getting it, but it gives us an opportunity to see that you're actually getting it. Your homework is a window into your practice and your implementation of discipline one. Because you're going to come to your discussion group, and you're going to hand your homework into your discussion group leader. Your discussion group leader will give you an A or a B, or I'm just kidding. Won't give you any grade. But we'll write on there something like saying, hey, that's really thoughtful, good job. Or I see that you're discouraged. You know, you'll write something about what you, and you're just there to be your friend and to be your coach and to encourage you. And so we just want to take a look at it so that we can see how you're doing, so that if we want to be an encouragement to you in any specific way, we can do that. And then we'll hand them back to you the next time we get together. So really, that's what your homework is about. And your homework shouldn't take a lot of time. Homework in Build is nothing. Well, I shouldn't say it's nothing. It's a lot less than homework in H3. Your homework in H3 is eventually you're putting together a sermon, a 20-minute sermon, and your life will become consumed with that at some point. If the fear doesn't already consume your life of having to do that. But there's lots of other reading in that that's outside the Bible for H3. But for here, all of your homework is primarily going to be you interacting with a text, a passage of Scripture, and we'll guide you through that, and you get to do it. And we'll try to even write it in a way that you can do it worshipfully. You might have to write a prayer out to God that lets us see a little sense of your heart, of how you're interacting with the Word of God, and you know, giving you a chance to show us what you're thinking as you talk to God about His Word. As I said, you'll come and you'll bring that to your discussion groups. In fact, let's do this again. Let's see, Jeff and George, these two guys. If you see your name on under Jeff and George, these two guys are your discussion group leaders. Okay, and we will. We might even have some time where you can get together, at least just see each other, meet each other today, and then we'll, without really having a whole lot to do within there. And then we've got Scott and Scott Demarest. So if you've got Scott as your discussion group leader at the top, his name at the top, he's your leader there. Dave Bauer and myself will be leading a group. You guys are in our group, and so... Sorry because of me, Dave, not because of you. My scatterbrainedness. And then there's one other group, and that is Denny. Denny is your guy right here, left over. We'll probably, Eric will throw you in there somewhere. Or you can roam, or you can, whatever. So Eric is the rogue elder. Never know where he's at. He's just somewhere.
He's roguing.
He's roguing. He's what? Oh, roving. I like roguing better. I just think I made it a verb. That's kind of funny. All right, so there's your discussion group leaders. And again, that's really fellowship in the trenches together in your discussion groups. We'll go over your homework in those discussion groups. Each guy does it a little differently. Let me ask you this. I'm going to put my leaders on the spot so you can think about this. I'll start with Scott because he'll be able to answer quickly, I know. So I'll give the other guys a moment. What do you like to do, small group, discussion group leaders, what do you guys like to do in your discussion group with the homework? What are some different ways that you like to go through the homework? So, Scott, what do you like to do?
I think it's important that everybody's participating. I'd love to hear from the group of people because the body really helps the group of the body, so everybody needs to be at a different point where they're all reaching out. We do spend time in prayer. Pray for one another. And the main thing I want to get is our guys in the Word, and it's their time. And the Word time that they're actually being with.
Do you go through the homework from start to finish? Do you select parts out? Do you even talk about the homework? Do you do something else? What do you like to do?
Yeah. You know, I read through the homework beforehand and try to find the two or three questions that I want to focus on. Spend most of our time there.
Right. All right. Who wants to go next? Who's ready next? Danny, you're next. How about that? What do you like to do?
We like to walk through portions of the homework, but usually in sharing what particular passages impacted their heart and what may have caused them to really be drawn to that particular passage. We do a lot of sharing in our group last year. There was a lot of interaction between the guys, and just a lot of good ideas as to how to apply these passages to ourselves and in our homes. So we take a look at the homework, kind of walk through it, but mostly I would like to hear, or we would like to hear what.
It's good. Jeff, what about you? What do you like to do with the guys? And
How do you like to go through homework?
Well, I've co-led groups with Scott, and then Josh Kelso and I did also. That was two or three times ago. And I know with Josh, there were times when we didn't even look at the homework, but we focused on prayer, but it was related to items in the homework. And with doing the last year with Scott, we would certainly focus on the lesson, but not so much tied to the lesson, but how that was affecting guys. And my favorite part was actually just to go to the prayer, and sometimes we'd read the prayer, because that was, you go through the lesson and take your heart to where the lesson, where God's word wanted you to be, and that was most of the time in Psalm 119. We went all the way, we went through a lot of Psalm 119. And so going through a few items that I think every time I would go through it enough where we could pick things out and even have some preset questions. Yep. So we're not just babbling through it and
that's good.
Get to the prayer time and then get to the back where we could get where our hearts were.
Yep. That's great. George, anything you want to add to that?
No, just right with that, going through some of the questions, time and prayer, gathering the same crowd, just being in the world, just impacting their hearts and their home, how that's growing, what's going well there, and what they're seeing.
The point is, yeah, Danny, what else?
I have one other encouragement. As a person who looks over your homework, the best part of it for me was to read through your prayers. The first year that I went through Build, I didn't write down my prayers, but I'll tell you what, it is the sweetest thing to hear what's in your prayers, just yeah. Tell what's on your heart. So I just, that's an encouragement to work that
to do that
through.
And it may be awkward to you, like at the end of your homework it'll say write out a short prayer to God about what you've read that impacted you, and you might be thinking, I've never written out a prayer before, let alone turned it in for somebody else to see it.
You know, Scott, with that, I know at least one time I took all of the prayers that everyone wrote and just wrote them out on one page.
Oh,
and I hope I shared that with the guys or some form of that. And like Danny said, that was the greatest blessing for us as leaders going through that in a prayer specifically.
Yeah, we get to pray with each one of you as we go through this.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. So we'll do more of that. And I forget, is there even one of those? Is it on the back? No, it's not on this. Oh, it is out the bottom, isn't it?
Is it something
yeah.
That prayer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We don't give you very much room at the bottom of the second page. It'll be a short prayer. But you can write out a little something there if you want.
You do include it up above.
Is there one up above too? Great. Okay. So, anyway, that's just a... Your small group time, your discussion group time is just to help you. What will it look like? What's the format like on a regular Saturday? You'll come in, you'll eat... You'll get some drink, something to drink. You'll have a little bit of fellowship together at the beginning. You'll wake up in that order, probably. I want to encourage you. We start at 6:45. We want to encourage you to try to come a few minutes early, even if it's just 5 minutes early, where you can come in, get your stuff, get settled, get something to eat, because we want to start as close as we can to 6:45 as possible. The first thing that we'll do together, if you'll look at your notebook, we'll flip your notebook over to the back. And what we have on the back of your notebook are the six disciplines that we are focusing on for Build. And we will review through those every single week. We will find, we have about 15 meetings together. We will find 15 different ways to say those six disciplines over and over and over. Because we want that to be the type of thing where in the middle of the night, your wife could elbow you and you could wake up and say, discipline three, the mystery. It just come out. Okay, that's what we want. And by the way, I mean Build, you see what it stands for, Becoming United in Leadership Disciplines. These are the kinds of disciplines that are just good for a godly man just to be godly, but they are also leadership disciplines for the home, leadership disciplines for the church. And men, the next set of elders comes from guys like you. Church planners come from guys like you. Missionaries comes from guys like you. And we got to get started in our lives and be walking in a pattern of godliness so that we are available and useful in God's hands. So you'll get something to eat, come in, grab everything, sit down. We'll review through the disciplines, and then we will immediately go into our discussion groups together, and we'll spend about 30 minutes there, 40 minutes perhaps, just kind of going over homework. And you'll see, as you even heard from these guys, there's a lot of different ways to do that. One way to do it, and I really liked what Scott said, everybody needs to participate. One way that sometimes what I've done when I lead a discussion group and we got the homework, I'll say, let's just start with number one. What did you put for number one? What did you put for number one? And we'll just go through as far as we can get. The next time we get together, I might say, what stood out to you? Pick one thing from your homework that jumped out at you the most this time. And that way, everybody goes around and gets to say what, you know, they get to choose what they want to do. Another time, I may not even have us look at the homework. I may talk about something from the week before or the meeting before that we had, and I want to key in on that. But the point is, there's lots of flexibility there. And if you don't have your homework done, come. Don't worry about not having your homework done. Try to get it done, if you can, you know, over the next 2 weeks for the next one. But come. Don't ever say, I didn't get my homework done, so I'm not going to go. Okay? Come anyway. We don't want you to miss out, okay? And then after the discussion groups, we come back in, and for the last hour or so, we spend time in here, and I teach through one of the disciplines. Your schedule has those written out for you. You can kind of see. They'll probably change throughout the year. I end up sometimes changing the subject. My strategy from year to year changes how to go through it. Sometimes I go discipline one, the first meeting. And then I go discipline two, the next meeting, and then discipline three, the next, discipline four, discipline five, discipline six, and then I cycle back through that again. I just keep going. Other times I do discipline one, 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 and then go discipline two, 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 discipline three, three, and this year I'm kind of all over the map, so I have no idea what I do. I just do what I do, and then you guys kind of have to deal with it. So anyway, but we do start with the heart because you got to talk about that, and we will get going on that next. I want to draw attention to October 11th. You'll see that that's one of our Saturdays for Build, but that is a men's conference, and that's the one that we're doing here. In the past few years, we've done a men's conference with Northwest Community Church, our friends out on the west side, and several different churches come together for that. We're the ones hosting it this year, and we're going to host it in here on Friday night and Saturday, so October 10th and 11th. So it's a Friday night. There'll be one session Friday night, and then the next day we'll have three sessions together, one in the morning, two in the morning, lunch that we'll provide here, and then one more in the afternoon, and we're done. And I really want every single one of you to be there, if you can. Paul Lamy is the speaker, and he was my partner in the DMIN program when I got my doctorate, and he's the one who kept me from quitting. And he's a pastor in Huntsville, Alabama. And he is a great guy, and he's going to come and he's going to talk about the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives, and he's going to set us up and tune us into what the Word of God says about the Spirit of God, rather than what evangelical jargon says we do with the Spirit of God in our setting. And you'll see how crucial your need, just as a man of God, is for the Spirit of God, but also just as a man who's a husband, perhaps, or as a son. Or, you know, you're a father, you need the Spirit of God as well. So he's going to speak. What's the cost for that? Are we say $35? $30, not $35, $30. If you have need for a scholarship in that, if it would be helpful for you, let me know. John, would you raise your hand in the back? This is John Duby. John is helping administrate the whole thing. He's really the go-to guy. If you would think that that would be a hardship for you, like so that you would actually make the decision not to go because you don't have the money for it, I want to just take that away. I want to take that hardship out of the way, and we'll get it taken care of for you. But that's one of our regular Saturdays in our schedule, and I would just love for you to be there Friday night and Saturday if you can, and it'll cost you $30. But we want to help you with that if you need it. Okay? All right. You can look at the rest of your schedule there. And I already mentioned something about Next Generation Ministry, our needs there. If I could encourage any of you guys, if you're newer to the church and you're doing a great thing, you're getting yourself plugged in with Build, and if you're getting yourself plugged in towards a small group ministry, could I encourage you to do a very manly thing and teach the Bible to kids? Or hold babies? You can hold a baby. And here's the great news. We don't even allow you to change diapers. I mean, look, that's better than at home, right? So we need some help. And it's coming in the near future, especially when those three families, Lord willing, go and take off for Papua New Guinea. All six of those husband and wives serve in Next Generation Ministry somewhere, and there's going to be a gaping hole, plus about 12 others. So would you pray about that and come talk to me? I can put you in contact with Tom or any of the guys in Next Generation Ministries, but we really need help on Sundays, okay? All right. Why don't we do this? We usually finish at 9:15. We're basically done, but what I would like for you to do is I'd like for you to be able to just see who your discussion groups are so that you'll recognize each other. So let's do this. Scott, and then from here, we'll do this. I'll pray right now. Let you go to your groups. You can just say, hey, introduce yourselves, and then you can go eat some more food, and then you can go home and take a nap, okay? So let me pray, and we'll close our time out together. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the gift that these men are, and I pray, Lord, for them that you would help them to not just have a good start, but that they would have perseverance and endurance throughout the year, and that they would finish well. And that, Lord, you would give them much encouragement as they discipline their hearts in regards to your word, that they would draw near to you in your word in a worshipful manner so that they would be godly men, men well prepared for anything that would come their way, any trial, any blessing, any need, any ministry need. God, make them into the kind of men that would be pleasing to you. We thank you for this day. Thank you for our time together, Lord. We need your encouragement. And we ask for it in Jesus' name. Amen. One thing before I dismiss you to your groups. Your Bible reading plan. If you pick a Bible reading plan, we want you to begin no later than October 1. Okay, we'll just give you a couple weeks to pick a plan. If you pick one today and start it today, great. Now, some of the Bible reading plans say January 1. You can do one of two things, right? Or you can do anything you want in regards to it. You can pick any date and just go through it. You can start on September, what is today, the 13th? You can pick September 13 and just start and deal with wherever it puts you in the middle of a book or whatever and just start there. Or you can redo it yourself and start at October 1 and make it be Genesis 1. You can do whatever you want, but by October 1, pick your reading plan, what you're going to do. Even if you're going to make up your own one, pick it no later than October 1 and start that, and your small groups will help you with that, okay? Scott, why don't you take your group over there? If you're in Scott's group, go there, just meet each other. Dave and me and you, let's go down and just into the hallway here. We'll just kind of pull out of the way. Jeff and George, just come right up to this spot right here. Denny, right here. Is this all right? Denny's group, come right here. So Dave and me, right over this way. Thanks for coming, guys.